Hi there, everybody, and welcome today to the podcast, The Cure for Chronic Pain with Nicole Sachs, LCSW. That's me. And today I am here to talk a little bit about basic TMS theory. And the reason I wanted to do this is because in the past, I have to be honest, I've been hesitant about using the acronym TMS to communicate my message. The reason is because I find it to be a little bit confusing. And when people are scared and struggling in chronic pain, the last thing they need to do is be confused about anything. And the words TMS, or the words that TMS represents, can also be really confusing. So I decided that I wanted to make a podcast about it because I've found in my years of carrying this message that it's kind of unavoidable. I want to be able to welcome the acronym TMS into my vernacular here in my teaching, in my speaking, in my writing. And so I'm going to explain it here and I'm going to try to make it clear to everyone listening so that when they are availing themselves of the literature online and the different offerings of all different sorts of mind-body practitioners, that when they see the term TMS and when they see mention of Dr. Sarno, that at least I've done my part for explaining what is going on with all this terminology and with Dr. Sarno and his legacy, which is also really important to me. So I thought I would begin by sharing with you guys my history with Dr. Sarno. I know that when people hear my story, which is the first podcast in the series, the theme of the first podcast was my story, I discuss briefly, I believe, my personal experience with Dr. Sarno. But my professional experience with Dr. Sarno is really important, and it's really important to me to explain in terms of carrying the message and allowing people to understand where I'm coming from in my experience and in my ability to share what I've learned and what I practice. So let's talk a little bit about my beginnings with Dr. Sarno. So if you haven't heard of Dr. Sarno, you might want to pause this podcast and look him up. He was an amazing genius, a physician, an attending physician for many, many years. I think like 40 years. My statistics aren't perfect, but at the Rusk Center for Rehabilitation at the NYU Langone Medical Center and in New York City. And he practiced there for many, many years, during which time he wrote four books. The books are Mind Over Back Pain, Healing Back Pain, The Mind-Body Prescription, and The Divided Mind. And they, some of them I know reached bestseller status, but all of them were absolutely groundbreaking to people who were willing to open their minds to mind-body healing. I think his theories and his books were considered hogwash. I don't know what the right word would be to use for people who thought that it was impossible that an emotional exercise could cure a physical condition. But to people like me and to people who were open to this, and also just to people who were desperate, I wouldn't have said about myself prior to learning about Dr. Sarno's work that I would have definitely been a person that was open to this. I was raised in a pretty strict medical model upbringing, I would say. You know, it's funny to look back on it. It certainly wasn't preached to me. You know, neither of my parents were physicians, but several of my parents' friends were physicians. And whenever there was a problem with my health, I mean, the first thing to do, and it's actually kind of funny because this became a little bit of a joke in my family. Whenever there was a problem with health, the first thing to do was not necessarily to make a doctor's appointment, but was to call one of my parents' friends who I knew by their first name as a young child and say, you know, hey, Joel, or hey, Warren. Those are the two guys that I remember best. I'm not feeling well. My throat is sore. I'm pretty sure it's strep. Hey, will you write me a prescription for antibiotics? And not that that was necessarily an excellent move, and not that they always said yes, but the point is that that's what we did in my household. Nobody talked about how your feelings could be affecting, or your emotions or your repression could be affecting how you felt physically. That was just so far afield from anything I would have understood. And not to mention the fact that, you know, my mom is a master's in social work. I mean, we definitely talked about my feelings a lot growing up, but there was never any, it was never even a notion to connect that when I got, you know, chronic nausea in high school, or when I had headaches, or when I had recurring strep throat as a child, or when I had back pain, of course, you know, my flagship symptom, it wasn't even in the universe of what we were thinking about that we would say, well, are you experiencing a lot of anger? You know, have you dealt with that upsetting incident that happened at school? You know, do we need to talk about it? I mean, it's so funny, because bringing myself back there mentally, it didn't even factor in, and it wasn't a failure on my parents' part or society's part. It just truly was not an option. And so, when I think about Dr. Sarno, and when I think about his groundbreaking work, some people were desperate enough to find it and then tried it. And then when they were miraculously healed, were like, oh my God, you know, they became almost evangelical. Some people were raised in that way where, you know, your mind and your body were always seen as connected. You know, those people, I guess when I was a kid, would have been thought of as like hippie or crunchy or, you know, tree hugger kind of people. Like, we're always feeling into what it means to us to have something physically happen in our bodies. And then there were most people, in my opinion, that just had absolutely no idea that anything like this had any bearing on their physical health. And then, of course, you know, there were and are people that just say, this is total crap. This is, would never work. You know, in the John Stossel piece on 2020, which has become very famous as one of the Sarno pieces online, John Stossel's brother is a physician, and he says something along the lines of, well, I'm not saying that it won't work. I mean, if you're desperate enough, you could swing a cat over your head and maybe that would work. So, you know, there's people along those lines that say, you know, okay, crazy person, believe it if you want to, but okay, you know, try whatever you want. It won't kill you, so try it. So there's a whole range of belief out there about TMS theory, which I'm about to explain. I know I'm all over the place today, but just bear with me. You know, come on, let's just hang out. About TMS theory and about Dr. Sarno and about the very notion, the very possibility that a emotional exercise could cure a physical condition, or even that your emotions are even a factor in the universe of your physical health. But I really believe more and more what I'm seeing online, what I'm seeing in the medical research, what I'm seeing in the TMS listserv. It's an international group of therapists, physicians, and related practitioners that I am a member of. What I'm seeing discussed here is that we are really starting to awaken. We are really starting to open ourselves to not just the possibility, the reality, the certainty that our emotional health has a direct consequence in our physical health. And so, so let's talk about my experience with Dr. Sarno. So when I first heard of Dr. Sarno, as many of you know, I was in my 20s. I'd already been diagnosed with spondylolisthesis, and I was already advised by many physicians that I spoke to that this was a life, I won't call it a life sentence. It's a little too dramatic. I don't want to be hyperbolic, because this is really serious stuff, but it was, a lifelong endeavor that I had to endure with the way that I slept, very specific instructions on how much I could travel, how much I could exert myself, whether or not I might carry a biological child, which was, it was seen as a very small percentage of a chance that I would actually be advised by any doctor to carry a child to term, because that would mean that the weight of the baby would put an unnecessary and potentially catastrophic stress on my very severely degenerating spine. And so that was not advised. And even if I were to consider having one biological child, which was the max that anybody would consider, it would be with months and months of very strict bed rest. This was the information I was given at age 19. Now, of course, most of you guys listening to this, or if you don't know, I'll let you know that I did carry my three beautiful and thriving children to term and exercise till the day they were born, and now they are 16, 14, and 10. And my little 10-year-old is going to be 11 on December 27th. So clearly none of that stuff needed to happen to me, and I was able to find my path to where I am today. But at the time when I discovered Dr. Sarno, I was in my 20s, and I was still very firmly planted in that diagnosis that I just explained to you. I found Dr. Sarno through my mother watching the Rosie O'Donnell show, and Jeanette Barber, who has now become somewhat of a friend of mine. Shout out there, Jeanette. I hope to interview you soon on the pod. Who at the time was a producer on the Rosie show, and she was in a motorized wheelchair out of extreme chronic pain in her legs and her knees and her feet. And after Rosie's plea on the show for someone to quote unquote fix Jeanette, and she found out about Dr. Sarno, Jeanette did the work necessary through learning about Dr. Sarno's work and studying his work. And Jeanette was running the New York Marathon and doing cartwheels on stage at the Rosie O'Donnell Show after having been confined to a motorized wheelchair. So that was the time that my mom discovered Sarno, communicated that with me, and I started opening myself, not, like I said, not because I was closed, but because I was clueless. I was ignorant. I had no idea that something like this existed. And so out of, I would say, a combination of desperation, youth is a wonderful thing. I was very open. I wasn't fully cooked yet. I was willing to consider new ideas. So desperation, excuse me, youth, and I think, you know, in terms of just to throw in a teaspoon of spirituality, my path in life, my destiny, my calling was being unveiled, that I was going to recover from this and then I was going to be able to help others. So I came in contact with his work and I began to heal. And when I had my second, just dip quickly into my story. I did have several pain-free years. I did give birth to two children without complication. And when my second child was 10 months old, I had a second acute pain incident. And if you want to learn more about this, it's all in the first podcast, in my book, in lots of stuff I write about. I had to really, at that point, when I had that really acute incident when my son was little, I had to really learn more about this and to educate myself in earnest. And that's when I met Dr. Sarno. That's when I made the actual appointment and I went into New York City to Rusk Center for Rehabilitation, to Dr. Sarno's modest office, and met this man who was this quiet, and at that point in his career, probably he was in his late 70s at that point, a very resigned person, a person who had been beaten down by the medical establishment, who had been shunned, who had been told that his theories were silly and not based in any medical truth, that he still practiced. And I'll tell you, that man never gave up. He practiced until he couldn't anymore, but he definitely felt that if you wanted to try to heal yourself using TMS theory, if each one of us wanted to try, it was in our power to heal completely, but that he never believed that the world at large, the medical establishment and the society at large would ever believe that what he knew to be true, not only in his heart, but in his practice for many, many, many years, would ever be the common thought, would ever be something that people accepted. And of course, my absolute goal and calling in life is to show him wherever we go after we pass. I do feel his energy all the time. I do know that he is present with me in whatever way, in whatever mystery that is, and it is my goal to ensure absolutely ensure, and I will stop at nothing less, that each person suffering on this planet at least is availed of this amazing, miraculous knowledge. So he was practicing then at the time, and I went in to see him, and he explained to me in detail in a way that I had not understood by reading his material that had yet been published, exactly how to heal. And that's, of course, what I have evolved into my journal speak theory and the work that I have brought forth. And so he explained it to me, and I said, I'm gonna do it. I'm gonna do it hook, line, and sinker. I'm gonna jump in with four paws. I'm gonna do this work. And so after, I would say, about two or three months, I was like 90% pain free. I had absolutely no back issues. I was back to fully participating in my life. And not everybody is this quick at it. And I want to explain to you, if you're listening out there and you're struggling with this work, it's more complicated than it sounds when people say a time period and then they were well. So please don't look at the clock. The slower you go, the quicker you get there. Just put your skepticism on the side burner and do the work. But in any case, that's what I did. That's what I did. I mean, just to be honest, I'm no better than anyone else. I just said, you know, my favorite word, fuck it. I said, fuck it. I'm not going to doubt this. I'm not going to overthink it. I'm just going to friggin' do it. And I did this work like a warrior, like I instruct you to do, and I healed. When I was about 10% healed in pain, when I say 10%, what I mean is there were times during the day that I still would be predictably in pain, like in the morning. It was really hard for me to straighten up. And I remember I would sit on the floor to put my shoes on. When I would get up, it would just be really hard to straighten up and I would ache. And I called Dr. Sarno, who was always so gracious, so lovely in his willingness to take calls from his patients. And I said, I'm still having pain in the morning. What's wrong with me? What's wrong with me, Dr. Sarno? And he said, oh God, it's fine. You're fine. It's just a conditioned response. You know, your nervous system has still decided that you're going to get pain in the morning because you've decided that. Do you realize you've decided that? And I'm like, wow, he's totally right. I have decided that. I anticipate it every morning. And so he said, just relax. He said, relax. You're fine. Just don't anticipate it. Let it go. See if you can gently let it go. He was so kind. He was so patient with me. And I did. I learned to say, yeah, I don't care. I don't care. Whatever. I'm getting up in the morning and I'm going and I've got a lot of stuff to do. And little by slowly, it just stopped happening. And then I was eventually completely pain-free in the way that I define pain-free, which is there's no cure for human pain. I still got a headache now and then. I still got back pain when I was super angry at my kids or super scared that something wasn't going to go right in my life. And I did my journaling work and I practiced acceptance and I practiced saying, I don't give a shit, you know, whatever. If I'm in pain today, I'll suck it up. I'll be fine tomorrow. And that lack of energy toward the fear, that lack of feeding the bad wolf, if you guys have ever heard that parable about which wolf will you feed. You want to feed your wolf that is fed by fear, or you want to feed your love wolf? You know, you decide. And so I didn't feed it anymore. I just starved it out and the pain would go. And that's the way to life, my friends. But in any case, I called Dr. Sarno after about another month and I said, okay, I'm ready to be of service. And he said, all right, I have the exact job for you. And he at that time was running something called an alumni panel. It met once a month at NYU in one of the large lecture halls. And we would invite in his patients. I believe at the time it was exclusively for his patients. You had to be in his care. But sometimes it was like hundreds of people. I don't know. The room used to be packed in a big lecture hall. And four of us that were considered his healed, his recovered patients, would sit on the stage and we were mic'd up and the audience would, there was someone who would run a mic so people could ask questions after we were finished. And we would talk for 10 minutes each and we would share our stories. And then for about 2 hours, there would be a really awesome Q&A where people in the audience would raise their hands and ask their personal questions. Sometimes they would direct the questions directly to one of us specifically. And sometimes they would just ask a question and the panelists could take the question and Dr. Sarno would sit on the stage with us And if a question that was asked was more medical than he thought we could handle, or something that he didn't think was fair to just ask a layman, he would answer it. He would step up and say, nope, that's a Dr. Sarno question. And I'm having, you know, super warm, fuzzy nostalgia as I tell this story. And anybody out there listening who attended these panels or who sat up there with me, it was a beautiful thing. I got to tell you, it was a beautiful thing. It was a community of people sitting in a room together, sharing experience, strength, and hope. And God, it was my first experience of that. And I do that. I create that for people now. Using Dr. Sarno's example whenever I speak and teach and travel. And of course, it hasn't been formally announced yet, but I am doing a 5-day Omega retreat at the beautiful Omega Institute in Rhinebeck, New York this summer, July 21st to 26th. And there'll be a lot of information about that forthcoming, but I'm super excited for that and creating just an amazing transformative experience that Dr. Sarno taught me how to do. He taught me how to do that with those alumni panels. So I would speak on them often. I mean, sometimes I was there every month, and sometimes, you know, he would give someone else a turn. But I was there a lot, and he and I became very close. And I used to come in early, and we would sit in his office, and we would discuss TMS theory, and we would discuss how to carry the message. And he would just, from his heart, really express his appreciation to me for being someone so willing. I was so young. I was really a lot younger than anybody else sitting on the panel with me. I mean, there were some people that were maybe like 10 years older than me, a lot of people that were like 20 to 30 years older than me, because I was only in my early 30s, that would sit on the panel. And I was by far, in a way, the youngest therapist practicing TMS theory. So when he started referring into my practice, I was only like 33. And I had a practice in Westchester, New York, so I was also somewhat unique because a lot of his therapists were located in the city. And so he started referring into my practice. And I don't know. I mean, my own father had passed away when I was 27, and Dr. Sarno was really a very strong father figure to me. He guided me. He mentored me. He gave me business by referring into my practice. He spoke so highly of me, which was just a tremendous honor. And he also used to adorably slip me $20 under the table for my parking, because I was also one of the only people that came to the alumni panel from out of the city. And so I had to, you know, it's expensive, New York City. I had to drive in, I had to pay the tolls, and I had to park at the NYU parking garage. So he used to give me $20 now and then and say, hey, listen, you're important. You're important. You're bringing something really valuable to this. So anyway, it's my little tribute to my guy, Dr. Sarno. So he passed away. It was 2 summers ago. I think it was the day before his 94th birthday. And he really fought the good fight for his whole career in bringing this message to the world that heard it. And I really hope to do much more in whatever way I can, whatever my small power is. But so let me explain to you, Dr. Sarno created this term TMS. And the reason I want to talk about it today is because it's become sort of a commonly used term in the world of, you know, kind of the cult world of Sarno followers, and also just in the world of mind-body medicine. So when people are in the world of mind-body medicine, but maybe not necessarily under the umbrella of Sarno, whenever somebody brings up Sarno, someone says, oh yeah, TMS, are you a TMSer? Do you have that type T personality? So let me just take a minute to describe what TMS is. When Dr. Sarno coined the phrase, he coined it tension myositis syndrome. And the way he explained it is that there are muscle groups in our body that when we are repressing something emotional, whether it be, he used to call it rage. He would say repressed rage. You know, I would say whether it be rage, fear, shame, sadness, grief, trauma, etc. When we are repressing that out of necessity, not because we want to, not because we're weak, and not because we're flawed, and not because we're damaged, but out of absolute necessity, out of a knee-jerk, unconscious reaction via the brain and the nervous system that sees that emotional trigger as more dangerous, as a greater predator than our physical pain, when we are repressing that, our system sends, and this was Sarno's theory, so remember, we're going back to original TMS theory, sends a mild oxygen deprivation to different muscle groups and systems, and that causes a tremendous physical reaction, which is pain. So as people have often misunderstood Sarno to believe that the pain is in your head, which it super huge is not, but that's why people always misunderstood him, because he wasn't saying the pain was in your head. He was saying something in your mind that is causing you to be triggered is triggering a physiological reaction in your body that sends a mild oxygen deprivation to certain muscle groups, and that is causing a pain so physical, so real, so breathtaking and gut-wrenching that you are stopped in your tracks, you are confined to whatever smaller life is created, and you are no longer in danger of being as emotionally triggered. Okay, that is what Dr. Sarno said. He basically explained that TMS could be avoided by unearthing your repressed emotions, but by first understanding that this process was going on, so you were educated about what was actually happening in your body. So you stopped trying to treat your headaches with a pill or your back pain with massage or electric stim or injections in your spine or surgery. What he was explaining is you cannot treat an all-body systemic reaction with cutting into your spine, which really is completely unnecessary because that's just a normal abnormality if you have a bulging disc or a spondylolisthesis or any number of physical findings on MRI. It's a normal abnormality. Guys, I am not preaching to you because I think this is an interesting theory. I'm preaching to you because my MRI is so effed that every orthopedic surgeon that has ever seen it has looked at me with pity that you cannot imagine with how severe it is. And I feel it. I can feel it physically. When I run my finger down my spine, I feel the hole, the dip where I have a whole vertebrae that is shattered and replaced with scar tissue. I feel the bump out where I have two vertebrae that sit atop one another, and apparently I have stress fractures all over the place. It never accounted for my pain. I had physical pain that was because of TMS, because I had tremendous emotional repression that I had no idea I was having, and it caused me very severe pain. Times I couldn't walk, I couldn't get off the floor. And I can explain to you, and I have explained before, but if I have time to get into it, why I think my system picked that area as an opening to give me that pain. But that's in a little bit more complicated. But the point of the matter is, my physical abnormality, which is still there, did not account for my pain. And what Dr. Sarno was trying to explain, that there is this phenomenon called TMS. And it happens when we need a distraction from our emotions that are unconscious. So I'm not saying you're super stressed at work, because if you just believe it to be that simple that you're super stressed at work, then you could be like, all right, well, I just have to, you know, figure out how to get this project done and I'll be fine. No, this is like emotional repression that could be under the surface. Your emotions aren't killing you because you feel them. They're killing you because you don't feel them. Sometimes you don't know you need to feel them, but I teach you how. So don't get too concerned if you're hearing this information, it's new to you. I teach you everything. My work can teach you everything about how to heal yourself. But first you have to understand that this is happening to you. And if you understand that this is happening to you, then you won't keep trying to go to a therapeutic massage in order to fix your sciatica, because I am here to promise you it never will. And I don't want to be negative. I'm not trying to say that a therapeutic massage isn't a beautiful, lovely thing to do for yourself. I live for getting a massage. Massage is up there with donuts for me. God's food and God's way to spend time. I love getting a massage. Anybody who's willing to put their hands on me, I'm like, all right, fine, do it. But it's not about not getting a massage. It's about if I have sciatica that's screaming down my leg, no matter how many massages I get, it's never going to fix it, because the problem is systemic. And if you don't believe me, just suspend your disbelief and learn about my work and do it, because you're going to be all better. Then you're going to be jumping right back on my train to write me an email. Like, I get hundreds of emails a week saying, oh my God, Nicole, You saved my life. And I say, no, man, I didn't save your life. You saved your life. You just had to know how. I am simply the messenger. But Dr. Sarno taught us that TMS is happening in our body. Now, the reason I have been hesitant to use the actual term TMS to describe it is because I'm not a medical doctor and I don't actually understand exactly how an oxygen deprivation is happening. You know, I know that this is a systemic reaction that absolutely is happening as a result of keeping your repressed emotions at bay. I'm 100% certain of that. But I don't understand the mechanism by which it's happening. And honestly, most of the best doctors in the world will tell you that we don't understand the brain yet in 2018 enough to specifically understand many of the functions of the brain. We know they're happening, but we can't I can't explain to you in a thesis exactly how, and nobody can. But the point is, you're you living your life today. How long do you want to suffer? You know, do you want to live in pain? Do you want to join the debating society and say, well, until I understand exactly the process by which my brain is creating this excruciating migraine in order to keep me small and safe and in my house and not out there in the world where things might hurt me, until I understand that this is bullshit. This is hogwash. I don't want that for you. I want you to live your life. I want you to live an unbridled life of beautiful passion and possibilities and hope and presence with your family and your friends and the reason that we live. That's what I want for you. So what I would invite you to do is not debate it till it's dead. I would invite you to try this. And so the reason I've been hesitant is I had a meeting once with a physician in a large hospital in New York. And he was thinking about allowing me to come to Grand Rounds and to share this information with his doctors. And he ended up deciding against it. He blew me off. He never called me back. And one of the reasons I suspect is he said, I don't believe this oxygen deprivation theory. You know, I don't think this is possible. And I said to him, but do you understand that I've worked with thousands of people and they're all better? Do you understand that? Like, I want to share this. I want to avail people of this information because maybe if they're willing to suspend their disbelief, and their disbelief, they came about honestly because they were raised just like I was with only medical model available to them. But maybe if they can suspend their disbelief, they can heal, you know, and then I never heard back from him and he's not a bad guy. But the point is, so I've been hesitant to use the term TMS because I don't want people getting all caught up in how can I unpack this and understand it perfectly because then I can heal. But I'm here to say I'm not going to get all worried about that anymore because I know what I believe. I know what I know to be true. I know the miracles I see every single day. All right, this is not one or two. I got an email yesterday from this woman who is a student. She's a master's student in biotechnology in Finland. And shout out, I think you pronounce her name Lita. Shout out to Lita, my love. She wrote me this email that she was bedridden for over a year. It started as pain in her legs, but then it spread to her whole body. She couldn't walk. She didn't leave her bed for a year, basically. I mean, she didn't give me the details, but that's what she said. She found my YouTube channel. Within a week of doing the work, she was up and walking. And now she is back to dance and sports and everything in her life. And she is looking for a supervisor. So also a shout out for Lita. Anybody in Finland or even internationally, because I don't know. I mean, maybe you can supervise somebody remotely. She's looking for a supervisor to do her master's thesis in biotechnology on TMS theory. Like, hello, this is what's happening in the world right now. Like, I could cry right now because so badly how I want you to heal. So anyway, you know, I want to be able to say TMS. And the reason I want to say TMS, first of all, is because Dr. Sarno's legacy is TMS. It's his theory. It's the reason all of this is available to any of us is because of TMS theory. And also because it's just become like a term. You know, like people who come onto my Journal Speak page on Facebook, they're all talking about TMS. Well, my TMS is flaring because TMS could mean back pain or a migraine or your fibromyalgia or your chronic shooting pains in your legs or your sciatica or your foot pain or your wrist pain or your skin disorder, or your dry eye, you know, these chronic reactions that our body is having. And some people say to stress. Fine, if that needs to be your entry point and you need to say, oh, my body's reacting to stress, use the term stress. You know, if saying rage or sadness or terror or grief is too hippy-dippy for you as of yet, say I'm just stressed out and I'm in pain. But whatever you say, open yourself to doing the work, because that's the ticket out of here, my friend. That is the ticket out. So I think I'm going to leave it there for today because I don't want to overwhelm you with information. But I hope that did a good job of explaining what TMS is, of explaining why it's important not to dissect it too much and to just do the work and allow yourself to heal, and who Dr. Sarno was to me and who he is to the world, because he was an uncommon genius. He was not given the credit he deserved in his lifetime, but in my lifetime, I believe he will be, because I'm never going to quit. So, all right, so here's where to find me if this has sparked your interest and if you are new to this. Please, I have a YouTube channel, all free information, The Cure for Chronic Pain with Nicole Sachs on YouTube. I have a website, which is called thecureforchronicpain.com, with lots of information on it. I have an online course for sale on that website that can take you through my work from beginning to end with me, just like I am, holding your hand, videos, original guided meditations, art therapy exercises, original readings and writing assignments that will really bring you right to healing if that's something that you can afford. I don't think it's that expensive in the world of online courses, but if you don't want to spend any money, you can certainly avail yourself of all the information on my YouTube channel. I also have a book available on Amazon.com called The Meaning of Truth. Look it up. It tells my whole story in detail, tells you how to heal yourself. I have a closed Facebook group. It's called Journal Speak with Nicole Sachs, LCSW. Look us up and ask to join. That's on Facebook, totally closed group. The only people who can read your posts are people that are in our group and working on healing themselves. And I have this Omega retreat coming up in the summer, and I'm just like so excited. I'm in the process of compiling such a gifted and inspired team of practitioners and healers and spiritual energy movers, and it's gonna be killer. It's gonna be so good. So anyway, for today, this is Nicole. I love you guys. I want you to heal. I'm here to help you. And till next time, this has been The Cure for Chronic Pain. See ya. Bye-bye.